Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, Liberty Mutual brings us now, we call him the all-time greatest soccer player in the United States. I certainly do. He's Landon Donovan. Landon, thank you very much for coming on the program.
How you doing, Glenn?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on. But I was just reminiscing with Mike Pearson here, who's my producer, about the time I took a radio show to mainstream media, and guess who said he would come on and help me the very first show? You.
Well, I was happy to help out, and I'm happy to help out now.
And that was many years ago. All right, let's just get into a couple things. I really want to focus on you right now and just the whole post now. Soccer, you've come full circle. These are things, obviously, I think you said you needed to do for yourself as a person. Were you getting worried you were getting too defined by the sport of soccer?
It's a good question, and I think it's something that some athletes think about for sure. I always thought about it. I'm not naive, right? I'm always going to be linked in that way, and more times than not when people recognize me, they'll say, "Oh, are you the soccer guy?" And part of me wants to say, "No, I'm Landon," you know. but I understand that that's a big piece of what my life has been for most people, so I understand that. But it's kind of fun now, exciting now, a little scary now, to reinvent yourself. And so I'm enjoying the challenge. I'm enjoying the opportunity. I'm obviously still going to stay connected to this game that I love so much and that it's been such a big part of my life. But I also want to do other things and try new things and see what other passions I have.
You were named sort of the face of the sport here in this country at a very, very young age. Did you kind of realize what was going on at that point? I mean, obviously it was performance-based as well, but did you kind of get what was going on and was that ever something that was pretty fearful?
To be honest, I didn't really understand it. And only now, as I got older in the last few years of my career, and especially now that I'm outside of the game and starting to understand the business side a little bit more, am I really grasping what that all was and what that all is. And it's very interesting because it's all tied to performance, as you said. But there's so many other pieces and so many other things that go involved to that 90 minutes on the field on a given night. And so it's been good for me to learn what goes on behind the scenes. As you know, when you spend time on a broadcast, you see that there's so much production that goes into it. When you spend some time with the game operations people, when you talk to sponsors, when you talk to networks and U.S. Soccer and Major League Soccer, you just start to understand that there's so much more that goes into that 90-minute performance. And part of my, I think, desire is to help players understand that, because sometimes we're so wrapped up in our own world of playing, understandably so, that you don't have an appreciation for all the other stuff that goes on.
He's Landon Donovan, brought to us by Liberty Mutual. We appreciate Landon coming to us from Boston. Was there a specific time frame when the sport began to be more of a job to you? Is there a moment you remember when it became more of a job?
I don't remember the moment when it came that way, but I think it's an evolution that every athlete goes through at some point. A wake-up call for me was after the 2006 World Cup, because until then I had been the sort of darling and I could do no wrong. And I vividly remember all of a sudden I was being criticized, and that had never happened to me before. So that was a big moment of waking up. And I think what happens is you go through ups and downs with respect to feeling like a job versus feeling fun. And so when you're young, it's all just, it's so enjoyable because all you're doing is going out and playing soccer every day. And then there comes a point where you have expectations, you have responsibility, you're expected to do well, help the team. For me, it was doing a lot of off the field things to help promote the sport. And there was days, probably in my mid-20s, where I would wake up and I was tired. I was exhausted from it, and it wore me out. So then the challenge was, how do I make it fun again? And so then it would be fun for 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, and then sometimes it would go back to, oh, it's feeling like a job again. So the challenge for me, and I think most athletes deal with this, is finding the way to always keep it enjoyable because, oh, by the way, that's when you play best as well.
Landon Donovan joining us again, courtesy of Liberty Mutual, and we're really excited to have him on the program here tonight on Everton. Let's go back to Everton because I thought you adjusted to Everton and the whole Premier League experience in amazing fashion. I remember you once telling me in a prior interview that you got over there and you were thrust right into the starting lineup against Arsenal. Can you recount that story when you're sitting in the room prior to the game, I believe in a hotel, and you're going to get put right into the starting lineup, and even you were surprised?
Yeah, so when I went to Everton in 2010, I think the expectation for me and probably for everybody was that I would work my way in, maybe play a few games, and then head back to Major League Soccer. I think there was only 12 or 13 games that I potentially could have played. And I remember getting there on a, I think it was a Sunday, and the first game was at Arsenal on the Saturday. And I trained Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I had not done any training in the off season except a couple weeks worth of running after the MLS season. And on Friday, when we were sort of walking through practice and going over Arsenal, David Moyes, the coach, walked over and he said, just so you know, we're debating whether or not we're going to start you tomorrow. We may start you, we may start someone else, but I just want you to know to be ready. And I said, I held it together. I said, okay, I'm ready, coach. You know, but inside I was thinking, God, I haven't even trained 4 days with this team. That's kind of crazy. And so in the pregame meeting, we walked into the meeting and he named off the team and I was in the team. And, The good thing about that was I didn't really have time to think about it all. It was, you know, it wasn't at the end of this week you're going to be starting the game. It was in 3 hours you're starting. And so obviously I was a long time pro and I knew what I was doing, but there was still some anxiety and nerves around it. But it ended up going really well. It was a lot of fun and enjoyable. It snowed for a lot of that game, and it was a little bit different than Southern California, but it was a great experience and one I'll always remember.
Landon, that's a different fan base than maybe what we have here in the United States. Those are people totally invested in the provincial side of Everton in Liverpool. This is a different fan, and you won them over 100%. Speak to me about that sort of relationship with their fans there, because they absolutely adored the way you played the game. They loved you being a part of the team. They were chanting USA, the whole thing. And it is a different experience when the scrutiny is even deeper, right?
Yes, well, I was fortunate because I walked in the first day I got there, they had a game, and I got in about noon, and the game was at 3 o'clock, and I walked to the stadium with my agent, Rich, and we were walking through the stadium, and as I walked through, I had a beanie on my head, and so I was, as unrecognizable as you could be, and as I was walking through the stadium, the ushers, the people that worked there, the fans were turning and saying, welcome, Landon, welcome, Landon. And I just from immediately felt so loved by the people, and they were aware of what was going on. They were excited to have me there, and it was really special in that way. And from that moment, I felt like I was a part of that family. And the one important piece of advice I got there, I was in the locker room the first week I was there, and one of the older coaches who had been there for a long time, was a youth team coach who had played for Everton, said, listen, the one thing that matters at this club is that you run and you work hard. And he said, no matter what you do, you make a bad pass, a bad shot, whatever, nobody cares as long as you run and you work hard. And so I just kept that with me. And sure enough, you know, as long as I ran and tried and gave everything I had, the crowd loved it. And that for me was a really easy place to be and a really easy transition.
Do you ever wish you could have stayed there longer?
Yeah, I do. I think it would have been enjoyable, but you know, I had made a commitment to the Galaxy that I was only going to stay for that 3 months, and I wanted to be a man of my word, so I stuck to that. But you know, sometimes I think about, you know, what might have been had I stayed there. But I think in the end, it was the right decision, and it worked out well for everyone.
Landon, we'll get one more quick question in here, just for my listeners, and I know you've spoken about this before. Just kind of give us the piece on Jurgen Klinsmann not going to the last World Cup.
Well, time heals wounds. So you know, over time, it's been a lot easier to digest. At the time, as everyone can imagine, it's not easy. But I think what happened after some of the aftermath was I realized that I should have been there and I deserve to be there, but life isn't always fair. And I think in my career, for the most part, I was really fortunate to have a lot of breaks go my way. I was always part of all the teams I was on. And it just made me realize that life isn't always that way. And that, oh, by the way, there was a lot of people that didn't get those same breaks. There was a lot of players that didn't get named to teams. And it gave me some compassion for what that's like, and I had never had that before. So I, you know, it's, as you know, I'm a little bit, I like to see the big picture, and at the time it was horrible, but learning that and gaining that compassion was an important piece for me, and I sort of trust that it's all working out the way it's supposed to, and that's the way it is. So fortunately, time lets you heal a little bit and just keep moving forward.
Landon, listen, thank you very, very much for coming on, and it was nice to hear you say that you want to remain in the sport, because I think the sport still needs Landon Donovan in a big way.
My pleasure. Thank you, Glenn.
So that was Landon Donovan from earlier today. We appreciate hearing from what is the greatest soccer player in the history of U.S. soccer. All right, stay with us. We go a little dynamo now with the manager, Owen Coyle, ahead of a visit from Real Salt Lake, a must-win game this Saturday night at BBVA Compass Stadium.